Friends and brother pioneers, we are assembled here today to pay a tribute of love and respect to the memory of our departed brothers. As pioneers, they bore the trials of pioneer life and fought us battles without complaint, and as a just reward have been called by the Father of us all to the great beyond to take up life everlasting in the grand igloo of heaven. During this hour of in memoriam, let our thoughts be as generous and pure as the air which gives us life. Let our charity be at its greatest, our grievances be forgotten, that we may be the better in mind and heart, and as we go forth after this hour of sweet communion with our dead. The chaplain will offer prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, Thou who art life everlasting, we come unto Thee today with prayer and adoration, whether enduring privations and hardships or enjoying prosperity and wealth, we need Thy guidance and merciful love. We pray Thee to bestow Thy gracious love and blessing upon our Brotherhood of Alaska Pioneers and those friends who meet with us here today. Gracious Father, in Thy blessed wisdom, Thou hast summoned unto Thy heavenly igloo many a dear friend and brother from our midst during the past few years. Many a chair is vacant in our igloo. Many a home is dreary and desolate for the absence of our departed brothers today. Yet amid our sorrow and distress, we repeat with reverence, Heavenly Father, Thy will be done. Teach us, O God, Thy infinite wisdom, so that we may leave behind us deeds of kindness and brotherly love when the final message reaches us, calling us to our Father's home. For Thine is the power and the glory of love everlasting. Amen. Vice President, what is our duty today?
We gather to pay tribute to those brothers and sisters of this order who passed in the grand igloo of heaven. And in this hour, we pause to remember that during their life and in our midst, they gave to our order their enthusiasm and tireless energy. We have forgotten their faults, their virtues and kindly acts we hold in everlasting memory. We remember them now as we know them in life, believing in and holding loyal to the principles of fair dealing and justice to all mankind. Thus, in this hour of in memoriam, we wish to extend to those who have lost the guiding light and affection of our departed brothers and sisters, the helping hand and consoling affection of the Grand Igloo Pioneers of Alaska.
Secretary, you will call the roll call of our honored dead. Igloo number one, Nome. Richard J. Granville.
Absent.
Ignancy Kowalski.
Absent.
Binks Seifert.
Absent.
Auxiliary number one, Loretta Walkham.
Absent.
Carrie McLean.
Absent.
Betty Doyle.
Absent.
Igloo number four, Fairbanks. Harry Avakoff.
Absent.
Edby Davis.
Absent.
Gus Utilla.
Absent.
Dennis Coyle.
Absent.
Ray Langlo.
Absent.
Keith Harkness.
Absent.
George Preston.
Absent.
Alfred Getty.
Absent.
Cornelius Sherman.
Absent.
Pat McCafferty.
Absent.
Andrew Stancer.
Absent.
Andy Nyland.
Absent.
Jens Wilson.
Absent.
Robert Morhammer.
Absent.
George Gilbertson.
Absent.
Earl Hurst.
Absent.
George Huffrick.
Absent.
Jim Crowder.
Absent.
Harold Hutchison.
Absent.
Earl E. Bud Borland.
Absent.
Alwin H. Humphries.
Absent.
Nick White.
Absent.
George Bentley.
Absent.
A.E. Ted Brown.
Absent.
Auxiliary H. Cribbins. Anna Alida Carlson.
Absent.
Mary Bojanich. Mariel Wilbur.
Absent.
Fern Sleens.
Absent.
Leona Marsh.
Absent.
Muriel Anderson.
Absent.
Heavy. Jenny Tilly Collins.
Absent.
Marie Langlow.
Absent.
Linda Hassel.
Absent.
Ann Eileen McHewitt.
Absent.
Laura Nash.
Absent.
Elda Jo Townsend.
Absent.
Fairbanks Pioneer Home. Frank Jones.
Absent.
Baxtiota Batoni.
Absent.
David Bumps Turnbarge.
Absent.
Harold Bestall.
Absent.
Matthew Crosby.
Absent.
Echo number 6, Juno. Byron H. Mannery.
Absent.
Carl L. Tenford.
Absent.
Clarence Matson.
Absent.
Kenneth Jones.
Absent.
Rado Pekovich.
Absent.
Marshall Irwin.
Absent.
Ivor Arneson.
Absent.
Fred Alexander.
Absent.
Kalia Albagoff.
Absent.
Harry K. Hallock.
Absent.
Claude E. Al Becker.
Absent.
Auxiliary 6, Juno. Loa Hill.
Absent.
Nadja Triplett.
Absent.
Bonnie Randall.
Absent.
Janice McFadden.
Absent.
Gertrude Bogan.
Absent.
Bessie Fossum.
Absent.
Jean Renshaw.
Absent.
Esther O. Laughlin.
Absent.
Igu number 9, Seward. James E. Webb.
Absent.
Erwin L. Metcalf.
Absent.
George Bishop.
Absent.
Herbert A. Smith.
Absent.
Marion Mooter.
Absent.
Richard L. Peterson.
Absent.
Auxiliary 9. Wilma Shelhorn Estes.
Absent.
Auxiliary 4, Anchorage. Winifred Fay.
Absent.
Evelyn Awe.
Absent.
May Dishaw.
Absent.
Elaine Ward.
Absent.
Naomi Hurd.
Absent.
Jesse Parsons.
Absent.
Tyra Taylor.
Absent.
Mary Sepula.
Absent.
Marie A. Carr.
Absent.
Helma Sario.
Absent.
Peggy Lesh.
Absent.
Alma Olson.
Absent.
Lily Berry.
Absent.
Jeanette Mumford.
Absent.
Mary Johnson.
Absent.
Igloo 15, Anchorage. Charles Parker.
Absent.
Paul Edwin Johansson.
Absent.
Chester E. Peterson.
Absent.
Louis E. Posasek.
Absent.
Carl Nevenheim.
Absent.
Steve Ward.
Absent.
Albert Henry Dyer.
Absent.
Charles L. Cadwallader.
Absent.
Igloo number 16, Ketchikan. Seaver Silverton.
Absent.
Louis Salazar.
Absent.
Charles Mitchell.
Absent.
Charles M. Jensen.
Absent.
John Casperson.
Absent.
Dick Sanchez.
Absent.
E. Verl Collar.
Absent.
Larry Bird.
Absent.
Auxiliary 7, Ketchikan. Joanna Hendrickson.
Absent.
Igloo number 19, Cordova. Harris Mailers.
Absent.
Enoch Lean.
Absent.
Eric Erickson.
Absent.
Wallace Johnson.
Absent.
George Grant.
Absent.
Seaver Ronquist.
Absent.
Forrest Bush.
Absent.
Belton Goodrich.
Absent.
James Nicolet.
Absent.
William Urquhart.
Absent.
Auxiliary number 5, Cordova. Beverly Peterson.
Absent.
Pearl LaFaver.
Absent.
Igloo 21, Wrangell. Justo Hernandez.
Absent.
Hernandez. Wayo A. Sepinen.
Absent.
Ole Shorns.
Absent.
Llewellyn M. Williams.
Absent.
Igloo 22, Sitka. Russell Puthrow.
Absent.
Greg Stromey.
Absent.
Frank K. Bergdahl.
Absent.
Frank Roman.
Absent.
Auxiliary 12, Sitka. Lorraine Tengel.
Absent.
Igloo 26, Petersburg. Oscar Arness.
Absent.
Ben Sutphen.
Absent.
Auxiliary 10, Petersburg. Helen Brennan.
Absent.
Vera Donahue.
Absent.
Igloo number 28, Dillingham. Emil P. Sorensen.
Absent.
Igloo 31, Palmer. Francis S. Lee.
Absent.
Eric Holmback.
Absent.
Auxiliary 11, Palmer. Margaret Snodgrass.
Absent.
Palmer Pioneer Home.
Absent.
Fred Walker.
Absent.
Clifford McAdams.
Absent.
Robert Dahl.
Absent.
Elmo Kaiser.
Absent.
William Dobler.
Absent.
Paul Mack.
Absent.
Alvina Schultz.
Absent.
Carla Duff.
Absent.
I call the names of those once familiar in daily intercourse. We listen patiently, but no response comes back. I spoke each name, and in their stead, the sergeant at arms answered, absent. Historian, what is your privilege? Originally used to designate those soldiers that went ahead of the main army to prepare the road. It is our privilege to prepare the way for the advancing armies of civilization and to gather the relics and the early history of Alaska and preserve them for the benefit of our people today. The names and history of our departed brothers and sisters have been preserved, and it is a matter of record that they worked earnestly and unselfishly for the betterment of conditions in this, our land of the midnight sun. Pioneers, have we paid a fitting tribute to the memory of our departed brothers?
Yes.
The chaplain will offer prayer. Gracious Father, we thank thee for the love and care thou hast bestowed on us in the past. We thank thee for thy merciful love in lessening the suffering of those dear ones of our departed brothers. We thank thee and ask thy blessing for this gathering of friends and pioneers who are endeavoring to promulgate the principles of pure friendship and brotherly love. May this memorial make us appreciate our God-given mission and live up to the noble idea of our great brotherhood of man. Amen.
Will the officers take their stations? Credentials Committee. Have they got in your report the amount present, the amount by proxy, the amount of grant officers? You got the amount of delegates present? The number of delegates present?
The number of delegates, 192. President Apex, there's 18 presidents present, 156 delegates, 18 delegates at large, making a total of 192.
You at this time read the roll call of delegates present.
Eagle number 1-0, President E.C. Strzok.
Would you answer, President?
Yes, sir, here.
Delegate at large, Alan G. Doyle. Delegate James M. McClain. John M. Foley. Tom Martin, proxy James McClain. William Laws. Robert Schultz. Auxiliary number 1, Rome, President Ruth McClain.
Here.
Delegate at large, Grace Edlund.
Here.
Delegate Mildred Strzok.
Here.
Eagle number 4, Fairbanks, President Earl Whiteland. Delegate at large, Jenny Green.
Here.
Forbes Baker.
Here.
Henry Brockman.
Here.
Ralph Carlson.
Here.
Dr. Dinkle. John Mary Proxy.
Here.
Paul Bradley Sr.
Here.
John Mary.
Here.
Robert Bruce. Joe Kager.
Here.
John Kirchner. John W. Pearson Proxy.
Here.
Jack Elliott Link.
Here.
Frank Link.
Here.
Andrew Roberts.
Here.
Gordon Mitchell.
Here.
Leslie Nurland.
Here.
William O'Leary.
Here.
Carl Parker.
Here.
Lloyd Clark Hyde.
Yeah.
Sig Gold.
Yeah.
Martin Sager, John Harry Proxy. Bruce Thomas.
Here.
McGill Thompson. Frank Young. John Yerkovich.
Here.
Paul Shannon.
Here.
John Searle. Air Bounce Auxiliary number 8, President Angela Gary.
Yeah.
Delegate at large, Alaska Lynch.
Here.
Christine Waddell.
Here.
Elizabeth Hayward.
Here.
Betsy Sharp.
Here.
Charlie James.
Here.
Hazel Hall.
Here.
Nina Fitz. Betty Hoffman?
Here.
Isabel Richards?
Here.
Betty Jerroff?
Here.
Bruce Jermel?
Here.
Claire Rupp?
Here.
Lionel Hinkle? Charles Thomas?
Here.
Eve Mitchell?
Here.
Ruby, Eagle number five, Clarence Dazer, President. Juno Eagle number six, Clifford Schwab, President. Delegate Mark Jack Coltrane?
Here.
Anna Patello?
Here.
Thomas Rudolph? William McElroy? Albert Bergen?
Here.
Trevor Davis?
Here.
Louis Varela?
Here.
Robert Collins?
Here.
Edmund Kraus? William Barrington? Charles Cluth?
Here.
George Menschmitt? Jack Coltrane, proxy?
Here.
Bob Grant? Jack Coltrane, proxy?
Here.
Joe Rude? Jack Coltrane, proxy? Mike Avion? Jack Coltrane, proxy?
Here.
Sigrid Olson? Jack Coltrane, proxy?
Here.
Dick McKinnon? Jack Coltrane, proxy?
Here.
William Hamilton? Clifford Schwab, proxy?
Here.
Juno Auxiliary six, President Bruce Coltrane?
Here.
Delegate at large, Betty Kendler?
Here.
Rita Oleo? Bertha Goats, proxy? Elaine Bergen?
Here.
Catherine Shaw?
Here.
Jean Cockington? Thelma Peterson?
Here.
Mary Collins?
Here.
Mary Rudolph? Jane Dehart, Edmund Schwab, proxy?
Here.
Jeanette McElroy? Maxine Race?
Here.
Ray Booth?
Here.
Elizabeth Warwick? Zelda Hershey?
Here.
Virginia Post?
Here.
Olive Layton?
Here.
Harriet Patello?
Here.
Valley Eagle number seven, Slim Blythe, President.
Here.
Delegate at large, Robert Clifton?
Here.
Delegates, Chuck Egan, Bing Fredrickson, proxy? And Bing Fredrickson. Valley Eagle number two, Marie Blythe, President.
Here.
Delegate at large, George Clifton?
Here.
Iris Fredrickson? Dorothea Smith?
Here.
Seward Eagle number nine, Robert Ritchie, President.
Here.
Delegate at large, Robert Beisner?
Here.
Leo Rhodes?
Here.
Harold Davis?
Here.
Joel Moss? Albert Culberson?
Here.
Van Sid?
Here.
Seward Auxiliary number nine, President. Harry Beisner?
Here.
Delegate at large, Eva Culberson?
Here.
Amy Hitt?
Here.
Barbara Chase?
Here.
Jean Hedges? Skagway Eagle number 12, President Alf Nor. Skagway Auxiliary 13, Dorothy Hebar. Anchor Eagle 15, President Louis Alcazar. Delegate at large, Ed Dodd. Charles O. Brown?
Here.
Bruce Cannon?
Here.
Lawrence Zajac?
Here.
Fred Hill?
Here.
Ferris McAllister?
Here.
F. P. Phillips?
Present.
Howard Berger?
Here.
Edwin Winnick?
Honored.
William Craig?
Here.
Rodney Bird?
Here.
James Travis?
Here.
Robert Mosher?
Here.
John Holzina?
Here.
Donald Allen? Ray Wolf? Fred Braun?
Here.
Herb Enberg?
Here.
Gene Smith? Ed Tomco? Ed Barber?
Here.
Anchor Auxiliary number four, Louise Brown, President. Selma Smith, Delegate at large?
Here.
Janet Barber?
Here.
Lily Stokes?
Here.
Irene Braun?
Here.
Stella Alcazar? Lila Johnson?
Here.
Sheila Bird?
Here.
Muriel File?
Here.
Pauline Berger?
Here.
Patrick McAllister?
Here.
Anita Angelik? Laverne Hill?
Here.
Ruth Dodd? Esther Wolf? Kay Butcher?
Here.
Alice Hosmer?
Here.
Eileen Stress?
Here.
Chet Kennedy 16, Roger, Rob Rogers, President.
Here.
Delegate at large, Peter Greenley? EJ Henry?
Here.
RR Hall? Paul Hanselman?
Here.
Otto Johansson?
Here.
Donald Gilbert?
Here.
James Ryan?
Here.
J. Terry Thompson, Peter Greenley, proxy. Chet Kennedy Auxiliary seven, Sidney Nelson, President.
Here.
Calvin Brinsley, Delegate at large?
Here.
Otto Johansson?
Here.
Lucy Hewitt?
Here.
Virginia Schneider?
Here.
Alice Thompson, Otto Johansson, proxy?
Here.
Nettie Hansen?
Here.
Marie Gunderson?
Here.
Opal Dome?
Here.
Cleo Ryan?
Here.
Libby Oakschmidt? Calvin Brinsley, proxy?
Here.
Cordova 19, Frank Burns, President.
Here.
Delegate at large, Albert Roth?
Yep.
Delegate Don Gilbert, Tom Jackson, Martin Anderson.
Here.
Jerry Cochran. Yogi Peterson.
Here.
Bud Vigil.
Here.
Cordova Florio, President Leo C.
Here.
Delegate at Large, Emma Sanderson.
Here.
Doris Anderson.
Here.
Marion Jackson.
Here.
Rangel, Jesus 21, President, A. Norman President. John Ricky.
Here.
Carl Michelson. S. Ruth Johnson. Situate, Jesus 22, President Frank Richards. Delegate at Large, Max Dorman.
Here.
Frank Kuhn.
Here.
Marvin Kinzer.
Here.
Sitout, Delegate Number 12, President Ann Norman. Delegate at Large, Keith Reese Rippin.
Present.
Bernadette Knight. Alpha Kenberg.
Present.
Maxine Brim. Petersburg, Jesus 26, John Severson. Petersburg, Auxiliary Number 10, Goldie Severson. Gillingham, 28, President S. A. Sagmon. Palmer, Jesus 31, Jerry Wilkinson, President.
Here.
Delegate at Large, Oliver Anka.
Here.
Carol Stevens.
Here.
Carol Dinkle.
Here.
Tom Munson. Robert Ridgely.
Here.
Walter Keel.
Here.
Palmer, Auxiliary 31, Betty Wilkins, President. Laura Monson, Delegate at Large.
Present.
Esther Hanson.
Here.
Francis Dinkle.
Here.
Vivian Keeling.
Here.
Dorothy Anson.
Here.
Total of 192.
Secretary, would you read the names of the grant officers, see if they're present?
President Norman Swanson.
Here.
First Vice President Patrick Lloyd.
Here.
Second Vice President Axel Coleman.
Here. Here.
William Reyes.
Here.
Chaplain Robert Hanson.
Here.
Treasurer Robert Dyer. Secretary Glenn Ridge. Recorder Vera Siders. Sergeant at Arms Robert Huffman.
Here.
Inner Guard William Hopkins.
Here.
Trustee 3-year William Hammond.
Here.
William Schaefer.
Here.
Trustee 2-year Marvin Chase. Grant Nelson. Trustee 1-year Jack Thompson.
Here.
And Fred McGill. Past Grant Presidents Albert Cobham.
Here.
Carl Lockville. Saul J. Urey.
Here.
Wayno Henderson.
Here.
Robert Gore.
Here.
William Stoll. Adolph Scott. Donald Engel.
Here.
Herman Lear.
Here. If there's no objection at this time, I'll declare a quorum present. Any objection?
What?
Would the delegate, one of the delegates from Stewart, Del Zentmeyer, come forward, please?
You're a good man, Herman.
Brother Del, maybe come approach me and, she said to give this back to you.
Well, thank you very much.
It was a lady that lost modern maternity, which you kept around the magazine. Somebody said, Norm said it was in somebody's briefcase, he didn't know how it got there.
It was in my brief. I don't know how it got there.
Is there any announcements at this time? Any important announcements?
It was, this lady, she's the president of the auxiliary, Eagle Number One, and she lost a Kodak Instamatic 45 camera in a case. She doesn't know now whether she went in the liquor store and pounded this camera for a bottle of booze or not, but it's gone anyway. So if anybody could find this camera and return it to Ruth McLean, we'd be appreciative. All right, now the second announcement. My wife got up this morning, she couldn't find her brassiere. If anybody, you know, you boys found a Wait a minute now. No, she told me later she didn't find it. But I was suspecting that some of the boys had taken it off her last night. That's what the man thought. And, but that's all the announcements I had. Now, when I'm still up here, I would like to say I show my appreciation to Igloo number 31 and Auxiliary 11, Palmer, for all the hospitality and all the goodwill that they have given to us in this convention. And I really appreciate it. And I'll do the same thing for you folks when you come to know me in 1975. Thank you.
There's a note passed to me. Alpha Kinberg lost a jade earring.
Not jade, it's agate.
Agate? Agate earring. They had jade down here. So if anybody finds an agate earring, they can return it to Alpha Kinberg. At this time, we'll have a report from the Resolutions Committee. Brother Barber, would you care to come forward?
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Resolutions Committee met this morning at 9 a.m. over in the Matanuska Valley Hotel and approved unanimously the resolutions before them at that time. Namely, Resolution number 2, whereas the 57th session of the Grand Igloo, Pioneers of Alaska, assembled in the city of Palmer on the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of September, 1973, desire to express their heartfelt appreciation to all who have made the convention so successful and enjoyable. Therefore, be it resolved that the delegates of the Grand Igloo and the Grand Officers of the Pioneers of Alaska express their sincere appreciation and gratitude to the following. General Chairman Harry Wilkins, President, Palmer Igloo 31, Co-Chairman Benny Wilkins, President, Auxiliary Number 11. Pardon. Convention Activities Chairman Harold Stephan. All members of Igloo Number 31 and Auxiliary Number 11 who have labored long, diligently, and unselfishly to make the 73 convention stay of the delegates and visitors a most enjoyable one. Mayor Jack Mays, Hartley Motors for 2 courtesy cars, Kirk Sales and Service for a courtesy car, Matt Susitna Borough Assembly for use of facilities at the Community Center for meetings, Palmer Elks Lodge number 1842 for use of Elks Hall for hospitality party and men's luncheon, Palmer Moose Lodge number 793 for Sunday breakfast, Matt Sue Borough Schools for use of Central Gym for skip night and grand ball and use of high school cafe for women's luncheon. To all committee members and others who work behind the scenes to make this convention a grand success, former Governor Walter J. Hickel, Speaker for the Grand Banquet, Senator Yalmer Katula, Master of Ceremonies for the Grand Banquet, we have further resolved that copies of this resolution be sent to those listed above. Brother Grand President, I move that the report of your Resolutions Committee on Resolution number 2 be accepted by this body.
I'll second that motion.
You heard the motion and second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Resolution number 3. Whereas the 7th legislature of the state of Alaska passed enabling legislation for the construction of new pioneer homes at Anchorage and Kotzebue and additions to the pioneer homes at Fairbanks and Palmer, and whereas construction costs for labor and material are rapidly escalating, resulting in a very possible shortage of funds to accomplish the original construction contemplated, and whereas there are many applicants waiting for entry into the additional space these additional facilities will provide, and whereas there has now lapsed nearly 2 years since the authorization of this construction by the Alaska State Legislature, now therefore be it resolved by the members of the Pioneers of Alaska at its 57th Annual Convention, assembled in Palmer, Alaska from September 20th to 23rd, 1973, that the state officials responsible, be respectfully requested to get on with the actual work necessary to accomplish the construction of these quarters so vital to those rugged, pioneering individuals who have had such a hand in the development of the great state of Alaska. Copies of this resolution shall be mailed to the Honorable William A. Egan, Governor of Alaska, and the Honorable George Easley, Commissioner of Public Works, State of Alaska. Mr. Grand President, I move the adoption of resolution number 3 as presented and approved by your resolutions committee.
I second.
You've heard resolution number 3, and it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Aye.
All those in favor vote by the usual voting sign. Those opposed? So carried.
Resolution number 4. Whereas the 7th legislature of the state of Alaska passed legislation authorizing the payment of an honorarium called the longevity bonus to those senior citizens who had participated in the pioneer development of the great state of Alaska, who were 65 years of age or older, and who had lived in the state for some period of 25 consecutive years, part of which was on or before January 3rd, 1959, without any period of absence from the state for 6 or more consecutive months. And whereas the cost of living has been escalating rapidly in Alaska and the other states of our great nation, and whereas it is now understood that effective January 1st, 1974, the United States Department of Revenue has decreed that all sums paid as an honorarium by the state of Alaska will be subject to income tax collection, and whereas it is also understood that this honorarium will act in some cases as a reduction of Social Security payments to retired senior citizens and those receiving veterans payments. Now therefore, be it resolved by the members of the Pioneers of Alaska at its 57th Annual Convention assembled in Palmer, Alaska, from September 20th to 22nd, 73, that our congressional delegation in Washington be respectfully requested to endeavor to obtain relief from having this honorarium considered as a regular income subject to the collection of taxes or reduction of payment of benefits earned by senior citizens through participation in our various wars or payment during the course of a lifetime of employment. Copies of this resolution shall be mailed to the Honorable Ted Stevens, U.S. Senator from Alaska, the Honorable Mike Gravel, U.S. Senator from Alaska, and the Honorable Don Young, Congressman from Alaska. Mr. Grand President, I move the adoption of resolution number 4 as approved by the Resolutions Committee.
I second that.
Resolution number 4 has been read and moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor vote by the usual voting sign. Those opposed? So carried.
At this time, I'd like to express my appreciation to a very hard and efficient working committee for a resolution. Thank you all.
Brother Ed, all the officers, and I'm sure everybody wishes to thank you too. And I know President Norm here thanks you because you have really done a wonderful job. Is there any other unfinished business to come before this order? Any new business?
I had a phone call, a wire from Al Moore in Skagway. He said he was very sorry that they didn't have delegated to the convention, but the Panama Yukon people were coming up on the Wickersham and were having a celebration in the AB Hall, and they felt that they should stay in Skagway. I didn't get the copy, but it will be mailed to me.
Thank you, Vida. I believe it was Friday, something was mentioned about having pamphlets turned out for the on the Constitution in small book form so the members could have them. There's some discussion among several of the past presidents just with the chairman of the Constitution Committee, he recommended that the matter be turned over to his committee and that they would check on, do the research back to make sure everything is in order, get prices or bids on publishing, printing and publishing the booklet, and report back at the next meeting. Is there been any further discussion from the floor on that matter? Is there any objection if the chair turns this over to the Constitution Committee to report at the next meeting? It'll be turned over to the Constitution Committee. Brother Bill, you, he's back there, he heard me. He's got a job for this winter, and I'm sure he'll do a good job, he and his committee. Is there any new business to come before the order?
Mr. President.
Brother Rick.
I'd like to suggest that the dates of next year's convention do not coincide with the Wickersham trip.
I'm quite sure, unless that foreign government, foreign buyer that is going to buy the Wickersham backs out, there won't be no Wickersham next year, but I'm sure there'll be some trips, probably toward the last of the season, on one of the other ferries. And I believe we'll be asking at the new, or later in the meeting here, we'll be asking for next year's meeting site, and they will come forward and give us some dates. No further new business. It's rather odd that there's very little new business this meeting, but if there's no further new business, if I don't...
There is some research. It's a question about the pioneers of Alaska. So many of them misunderstand. If they were to go into the home, they would lose everything they had. They have to sign over everything. And this has been going on for years and years. And many of them I've talked to have always had the idea that they would have to turn over all their estate and everything else. I try to explain to them that their estate would only be attached, or in the event of their demise, be attached for the amount owed the state their keep in the home or the hospital or whatever. And I believe it would be, I don't know how I'm going to go about this, but it would be in some way we could get through and make it publicly known that this is not a situation that exists. And this is, as I worked in the home that I've run out of this many times, and since this, I run out of many old climbers in the state that have had this stigma or thing about going to the home for fear of having to turn over everything they had. Now, some of them don't have it, and some do, but this is should be cleared up.
Thank you, brother. I myself have had a lot of old timers and just people that are qualified to go into the home. They believe that they're going to lose everything. And I think it would be, my own opinion, I'm going to ask other opinions from the floor, but my own opinion, personal opinion, be due to the fact that many of these older people, I myself included, forget what was told you the day before, that this problem would come up, and each igloo, an auxiliary, should kind of educate their own members to answer those questions on the street. They come up, you can tell them today, and I know I'm going to get there. I'm getting there faster every day, and they've got it tomorrow. It seems to me that Christmas is just day before yesterday, and there's another one around the corner. We forget awful easy the things they're told us, and I think each igloo, and there's igloos in most all the towns, should encourage their members to educate them a little bit, explain everything to them, and then so they can go and answer that question, because it'll be asked right out of the blue sky right on the street. And that's the time you have to answer. You can put out publications and they don't mean much. They get lost in the shuffle. I even lost my last year's certificate. I wondered where it was for almost a year, and Norm told me several days ago, he said, found it in that suitcase.
I didn't know you lost, Brother Hammond.
Was there any further discussion on that matter? Do you think your grandma should take any further action on that? Is that satisfactory?
I'd like to ask one question about that.
Brother Redding.
I'm clear in my own mind as to where this information is available that tells you exactly what it was. Is it available through the igloos to give out to their membership? What is the law? How does the law read? Do we know that, or is it available to them?
Well, Brother Ridley, I have read the law, but like I say, I forgot what it exactly said. Maybe Brother Gore could give us a little more information on that. Brother Robert, do you want to come forward here?
I think I can do it from here, Brother Herman. Brothers and sisters, Grand President Norm, Acting Grand President Herman, the information is available in any of the Pioneer homes. When you apply for an application to the home, you're really given this information. And what it is this. I'm aware of the misconception that many people have about the about their property and so forth. What the law is that the state is not going to dispossess anyone of any property, any of their property, if they should go into one of the homes. You can go in either one of two ways. A person can go in as a paying guest, or they can go in, if they're not able to pay their way to go in, they can go in by application is for admission. And they come in and the state takes care of the expenses. If you have a home and your family is living in the home at the time you go in, something should happen to you while you're in the Pioneer's home. If you should pass away, the state does have a lien against your property for the amount of care that they have expended on it. And the way they figure it, under the law, is $180 a month if you're in the hospital wing, or $235 in the hospital wing, and $180 if you're in the guest wing. And believe me, this is quite a bargain. Because in the Pioneer Home Board, we've been given information to indicate that it costs the state just about $1,100 per person in the home. So if one should die while he's in the home, and nothing happens to his property unless there are no heirs. If he has heirs, the heirs continue to live on in the house, or home, the family home, till such time as they decide to sell a home or something should happen to them. When that particular piece of property comes up for disposition into an estate, the state of Alaska enforces their lien to the amount of whatever it should be for the care it has accumulated. And that's what it is, plain and simple, and the information is available at any of the Pioneer homes, or it's available from the Department of Administration in Juneau, or from any one of the Pioneer Home Advisory Boards. I don't know the section, I can't quote you the section and number of the law that this is from, but I'm sure it can be gotten from the Pioneer Homes or from the Department of Administration. Maybe Brother Ed might remember that page in the... No, he doesn't either. So, but that's what it is. It's not complicated. And it's the state isn't the ogre just waiting for the guests to die so they can go throw out the widow and children and sell the house. This is the conception that a lot of people have. This is not it at all. Never worked that way and never will. So, if there's anything more on it that I can add, I'll be glad to later.
Thanks, Brother Bob. Brother Saul wants to say a word there. I see he had his hand up.
Thank you. Well, I don't know whether all the pioneers know this or not,
entrance to the Pioneers' home is not just for pioneers of Alaska like we are. Individuals who do not belong to an igloo, if they meet the requirements of 65 years of age and 15 years in Alaska, they also are admitted to the Pioneers' home.
Thank you, Brother Stahl. Any more questions?
Frank Phillips.
Frank?
May I inquire the title of the law?
Well, they couldn't remember the numbers of it. Yeah, you could probably find it in Anchorage, or you could probably sometime inquire over here at this home. They probably have copies of it there. There's no further questions? Is there any other new business? I still can't figure out why there isn't any new business. Well, I don't see no hands up, so. Would you read the report of the nominating committee? Would you read the names again of the officers elect? Oh, Mr. Stoltz has it.
Brother Guy can probably get it.
We just want to read the names off, and then we'll ask the nominations on the floor. Mr. Secretary, read the names of the officers elect.
Grand President Patrick Lloyd. First Vice President Cass Edmonds. Second Vice President William Ray. Historian Robert Hanson. Treasurer Robert Dyer. Secretary Roger Rich. Recorder Harold Siders. Chaplain Robert Hoffman. Sergeant at Arms William Hoskins. Inner Guard Robert Tipton. Trustee 3 years Slim Blood. And Tom McElroy, trustee 2 years, William Schaefer, and Bill Sandman, 1 year, Marvin Chase, and Grant Johnson.
You've heard the names of the officers elect. This time I will open the, take them off the table and open them for nominations from the floor. Is there any nominations from the floor for the president? Any nominations, further nominations for president elect? Any further nominations for first vice elect? Any nominations for second vice elect? Any nominations for chaplain? For historian? For secretary? For recording secretary? For treasurer? Sergeant of Arms, for Inner Guard, for Trustees 3 year, Trustees 2 year, Trustees 1 year, I hope I got them all.
Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion that the nominees all be approved and accepted.
In other words, Brother Stahl, you want to make a motion nomination to close?
Right.
I second Brother Stahl's motion, and I'd like to ask him to accept the amendment that the Grand Secretary be instructed to cast a unanimous ballot for all officers. Except the Grand Secretary and the Grand Recorder, be instructed to cast a unanimous ballot for the Grand Secretary.
I accept the
amendment. You've heard the motion. And the second. The amendment. Is there any question? No, there's no question. No objection, right? All right. If there's no objection, any objection from the floor? So ordered. This time there's have to have a motion on the secretary, did you include the secretary?
I included, yeah, the grand recorder's gonna cast the ballot for the secretary.
Oh, you got that all taken care of. At this time, I would, I believe we've gone through the order of business for this afternoon. I don't believe there's any we can call for announcements later. This time, I'd like to announce that we, Brother Norm asked past Grand President Bill Stolt to be installing officer, and he's already accepted. And he will be making up his committee. And in the meantime, we will call a recess until called to order by the installing Grand President.